This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. For the first time since the Russia probe started more than 2 years ago, Special Counsel Robert Mueller spoke out on Wednesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details.
Standing at a Justice Department podium, Mueller for the first time talked about the investigation and emphasized its findings did not exonerate President Trump, who continues insisting they did. Mueller's report did not accuse the president of obstructing justice, but it also did not clear him, with Mueller saying he was handcuffed by a Justice Department legal opinion that a sitting president cannot be indicted.
Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Mueller said if his team was certain the president did not commit a crime, it would have said so. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that Congress will continue to investigate the Russian meddling in the 2016 election with the goal of doing what's best for the country.
We're investigating and we are litigating, and we're going to, as we go down the path, make a decision based on the strongest possible case to get the best results for the American people.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said Wednesday that all options are on the table in response to Robert Mueller's report, including the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Nadler said that Mueller's earlier statements clearly demonstrated that President Trump has been lying to the American people.
The president's response to repeatedly lie to the American people and ignore all congressional subpoenas is immoral and unlawful. No one is above the law, and we will hold the president accountable.
Meanwhile, at the White House, spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that Robert Mueller has closed his investigation and his office and moved on, and everyone else should too. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's parliament voted early Thursday morning to dissolve itself and hold a second early election after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to put together a coalition government by a midnight deadline. The lawmakers voted 74 to 45 to break up and hold a new vote September 17th. Netanyahu was hoping to form a coalition between his conservative Likud party, ultra-Orthodox lawmakers, and another conservative bloc led by former defense minister Avigdor Lieberman. But the talks fell apart when Netanyahu and the ultra-Orthodox refused to heed Lieberman's demands that ultra-religious Jews be drafted into the Israeli army and serve just like other young Israeli men and women are required to do. Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford say that Iran was preparing to unleash a series of attacks in the Middle East when the United States sent an aircraft battle group, or aircraft carrier battle group, that is, and strategic bombers to the region. Dunford said that intelligence reports indicated something like a campaign was about to start from Yemen, the Gulf, and Iraq. Shanahan said that he had high confidence in those reports. Wednesday in Abu Dhabi, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Iran was almost certainly responsible for mine attacks on oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi rejected Bolton's accusation as ridiculous. Here in this country, Missouri's governor says he is not backing off on a threat to not renew the license of the state's only abortion clinic. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Governor Mike Parson says this is not political.
Planned Parenthood has until Friday to comply with state law in order to receive its renewal license.
The governor says the state health department found a series of deficiencies at the clinic in St. Louis.
This is about a standard of care for women in the state of Missouri. Whether it's this clinic or any other hospital, they should have to meet the same standards.
The governor or Planned Parenthood would not go into detail about the alleged deficiencies. The CEO of Planned Parenthood says the governor's statements are simply not based on medicine, facts, or reality. Planned Parenthood preemptively sued to ensure abortion services continue in St. Louis. I'm Ed Donahue.
And Turkey unexpectedly freed a former NASA scientist with joint U.S.-Turkish citizenship from prison Wednesday, 3 years after he was jailed on terrorism charges. Serkan Golca's wife said she was shocked when he was allowed to walk out of prison and head home to his parents' house. Turkish police had arrested Golca in July of 2016 in a nationwide campaign against anyone suspected of supporting exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.